way I saw it, it's quite possible the record could be broken this year.
Incentives go up for new and local racers in this weekend's Alcan 200 Snow Machine Race, and Skagway's Robot is going to state. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley in Skagway. That news and more up next. The Haines Highway is closed this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Alaska time for the Alcan 200 Snow Machine Race that runs from the Dalton Cache border station to Desdy Ash Lake and back. Any motorists who plan to travel to Haines Junction from Haines can get through the border if they're at the station when the office opens at 7 a.m. Alaska time Saturday. After that, the road will be closed to all motorists who are not supporting or spectating in the Alcan 200. For those who want to watch the race, race organizer Karen Hess says spectators can park near Canada Customs.
And then it's just through Canada Customs. You line up on the side there, park your vehicle. People are welcome to go up and get close enough to the start line that they can take pictures and see these guys revving their engines and getting ready to go. And they're all lined up two by two all the way down by classes. And so you can get some good photos of them taking off. The race starts at 10 o'clock sharp, our time. And so they would need to be there, you know, probably I'd say be there by no later than 9:45 if you want to watch the start. And then typically about 1:15, you'll start getting racers back in at the finish line.
More on this weekend's race coming up later in the newscast.
Five Skagway school students are going to Anchorage for smoking and pickling and canning.
Old MacDonald had a farm. He was tired of his plain old eggs. Who's he gonna call?
Eggs!
That was Danny Brady, Madison Cox, Denver Evans, Shane Sims, and Kara Whitehead with the opening for their presentation of the project they completed for the first Lego League. The Eggstream Eggsperts are headed to the state competition in Anchorage. This extracurricular activity has got ideas hatching. Each year, the Lego League gives a theme for all the teams. And the theme for this year?
Food factor.
Which means?
You try to find a food or something related to that in our community or all around the world that has potential dangers to people. And then we try to make a solution.
We chose eggs.
And just what did the team do with all those eggs?
We canned them, as you know.
And
pickled them.
Smoked.
And we just put plain ones in a jar.
Yep.
With tap water.
The purpose of the project was to find a way to preserve eggs safely. The Eggsperts have already competed once in Juneau. Madison, Denver, and Shane discuss giving the presentation to the judges.
There's a selection of two teams that had the best presentation to go up and share in front of everyone.
It's nerve-wracking.
The first Lego League program teaches core values.
Have fun.
Professionalism.
Cooperation.
It's a made-up word by all the judges.
But they also try to teach you rules.
Wondering what cooperation is?
Fun competition. Friendly competition. Mm-hmm. It's like cooperating, so communicating. Plus the competitions are always exciting. So it just tries to make us work better as a team and make more friends.
Cooperation involves other teams also.
Some of us started a balloon volleyball game with a team from Haines.
But it's not all about the presentation. It is, after all, a robotics tournament. The team has worked very hard on building their robot, which has gone through three evolutions to become the effective machine they will compete with. The robot is programmed to perform several missions. Each mission has a goal for the robot to complete. All missions must be achieved within a 2-minute, 30-second time frame. Not only do the students build the robot, but they program each of its missions and adjust them as necessary to produce the desired outcome.
Eggstream Eggsperts!
Eggstream experts will compete in Anchorage this Saturday. Reporting in Skagway for KHNS, it's Misty Wiley.
The Alcan 200 Snow Machine Race is this weekend. The 43rd annual event takes over the length of Haines Highway from the Canada-U.S. border to Yukon's Desdiash Lake on Saturday, as riders in their support teams from around Alaska and Canada race for a prize pot of thousands of dollars. Last year's Alcan 200 was one of the slowest in its decades-long history. That's because there was hardly any snow or ice covering the paved race course that runs about 160 miles from the U.S.-Canada border to a lake in the Yukon and back. This year is looking to be a reversal, says Rick Campbell, a former racer who's working behind the scenes as a sled mechanic this year.
I was going to run this year, but I've been building a sled for a couple of years now with the help of Rod Young and Trig Backey, right?
Campbell lives in Haines, but lately has spent a lot of time in a Haines Junction shop, where the elevation and temperature is ideal for testing and tuning his 1996 XCR 600 Triple. That's just one of the specialized machines expected to enter this year's Alcan.
Oh, it's lots of work. It's all in, first of all, lowering the suspension and ski alignment and track, all that kind of stuff, right? Picking the track and, getting everything detailed. And then the rest of it's just clutching and gearing and carburetor tuning.
The commute between the two international towns is along the Alcan 200's race route, which Campbell says is looking to be in good condition for snowmobile racing. And he's seen a lot of conditions. Campbell's been involved in the race since 1990. He last raced it in 2001.
The thing about every year, it's different every year, but last year, of course, it was pretty dry and lots of wind, and we're hoping not this year, but when I came up, it was looking really good. But then, of course, the temperatures dropped here in the last week. So there was a few bare spots, but nothing like last year. And hopefully there will be no wind, because that's the bare pavement and the wind are your two killers.
Snow machiners, unlike vehicle motorists, generally prefer packed snow or ice for race day. It was conditions of that description that partially led to the record average speed for the race, 120 miles per hour, set by Fairbanks' Craig Hill in 2007.
If the road stays the way I saw it, it's quite possible the record could be broken this year.
By midday this Wednesday, 12 riders had pre-registered, which race organizer Karen Hess estimates will be about a third of the total turnout. Just over half of 27 riders signed up last year ended up finishing the race, several ending early due to the extreme cold weather or sled damage caused by the bare pavement. The lineup for this weekend's race includes last year's overall race winner, Jared Davey of Whitehorse, who's returning to race the same 2008 Yamaha Apex he rode in 2011. But the list of local riders from Haines is slim, says Hess. But she says that could change when nearby residents learn about this year's prize for the first Haines racer to cross the finish line.
So, yeah, we've got, $1,500 for the fastest local this year to finish. So a little incentive there to get some more local people involved.
The bulk of that prize was donated in honor of one former racer, Haines Dennis Miles, who passed away last winter from an apparent heart attack while skiing on Mosquito Lake. A newly added prize this year may also encourage new riders to enter the race. It again is in memory of a former racer and is called the Rookie of the Year Award.
And that's got to be somebody who's never raced the Alcan before. First one that finishes of those rookies gets $1,000. And then if they want to come back the next year, then the club will waive their entry fee for the following years. That money is being donated by Lila Young. Her and her husband have raced for years, Ron and Lila Young from Cantwell, Alaska. And Ron passed away last spring of pancreatic cancer. So he actually raced last year's race, and that was his last race.
Those are two of three former racers lost over the past year that race organizers are memorializing in this weekend's race, says Hess.
We've got Pete Lapham and Ron Young, who were, both big parts of this race and kind of not really doing any, big open tribute to them, but this year's race is kind of pretty much going to be dedicated to them because we lost those two last year, and they're on the poster this year. And then Dennis Miles, of course, he's not on our poster, but we think of him too, so, we're just kind of hats off to those guys for being their willing participants over the years.
First overall winner is guaranteed at least $1,000 in prize money, with second and third place also guaranteed smaller amounts. More prize money is raised every year during the annual Calcutta auction, where bidders put money on each of the racers. That event, open to the public, is in Haines the day before the race. Registration for the Alcan 200 is at the Fogcutter Bar in Haines at 5:30 p.m. Friday, followed by the Calcutta Rider Auction around 7 p.m. The Haines Highway between Dalton Cache and Dusty Ash closes to non-Alcan 200 motorists at 7 a.m. Alaska time Saturday. The racers' meeting, required for riders, is at 9 a.m. at the starting line. Racers can register until that meeting. The race starts at 10 a.m. and the race route opens back up at 3 p.m. The race awards banquet is at 6 p.m. Alaska time at the Haines Elks. Haines area weather for Saturday is expected to be mostly cloudy with a chance of snow, highs around 12 Fahrenheit, lows around 9 above. Haines-based Chilkat Snowburners work with organizers, sponsors, and support organizations in Canada and Haines to put on the international race each year. This year's Alcan 200 is Saturday, January 21st, along the Haines Highway. This is Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley for KHNS.